All right, just to kick this off, as you all know, we talked from the beginning of this process that we were going to be balanced and we were going to be open-minded to both the offensive and defensive sides of the ball, and we felt we did that, obviously, with three on each side. We came in balanced with our approach. We felt we added speed, athleticism, character, passion, and competitiveness in all of these guys. So we're really excited about how we approached this. It was well thought out, and thanks to Dan and his staff. I mean, the coaches worked really well with us in this process, and that's not always the case in the National Football League, and I thought we were in sync.
Yeah, Thomas and his guys did an amazing job. Together we set out on a plan to help improve our team, and through free agency, through the draft, and we certainly added to that group. It's a very good class of draftees, and a number of the scouts are upstairs working on some of the undrafted free agents. So we look forward to bringing those guys on board and kind of get this next phase, added guys to the team, and kick it off with them later on this week.
First player today, Devondre Campbell from Minnesota. From a gathering of information standpoint and what we were looking for with another linebacker, more speed, he checks all the boxes, height, weight, and speed. He's a productive guy. He has ability to run with the tight ends and running backs as well. He's a very productive football player, and we're looking for him to continue to develop with Dan and his staff and with Jeff Albrick. And, again, we're excited to see him where we saw him in the fourth round.
Yeah, it was the length, it's the speed, and that part of it. We certainly saw the matchups playing on tight ends and running backs to cover. So important guy to add to the D and can certainly fill a number of roles in terms of coverage. He's also a very good blitzer with that kind of length and speed. So we're thrilled that he's part of the group.
Next guy, Wes Schweitzer, out of San Jose State. We have a tie with him on our staff as well. You can talk a little bit about that. And again, he's another guy with the makeup. He's an athletic guy. He has wrestling in his background. We've talked about that before, as far as the importance of leverage and being able to move around with his wrestling background. We think he continues to have upside. He has versatility to play tackle as well as inside. Again, excited to have him on board because we think that he has got some serious development side to him.
Yeah, and Wes played left tackle at San Jose. We're going to play him as an inside guy here. We think he has the versatility that he could kick out to play tackle, but inside. This is an extremely tough competitor. Keith Carter, who's also on the staff, coached him for a year at San Jose. We had a chance to be out there, work him out, and so another guy that we're thrilled to bring in the mix.
And the last pick in the seventh round there with Devin Fuller from UCLA. Again, he's a guy that, overriding theme, versatility. He has ability to catch the ball and run routes as a receiver. He also has, in our minds, some budding ability to be a return specialist, and we're going to be working on that as well. So, again, to get him the seventh round, though not overly productive this year, he had more production last year. We're looking for him to continue to develop.
And former high school QB, terrific ball skills. He has both played inside in the slot and then outside along with the return ability. So thrilled to put him in the mix and, both as a receiver and as a returner.
That's us.
Questions? Following forward, check into the injuries that limited his starts as a senior. Anything concerns, I guess, a head and ankle?
You're talking about Devin? Yeah, we weren't concerned about it. He had a nice passing grade on his medical side. So, again, I think we're really dialed in with our medical staff, and we checked him and moved forward with it.
Devontae's upside as a linebacker. He's late moving to the position. What do y'all see his upside as?
It's that speed and that ability to close lead that jumps out to us. We've seen him cover both man-to-man on the tight end. He's been outside on a slot in the system that they played. So he's been a stack backer the last few years at Minnesota. He went to junior college and then over to the Gophers. And we loved the speed, the close, the athletic ability, the blitz ability, the tackling, and then that kind of length to match up on some of the big guys was something that we thought we'd find a really unique way to how to feature him. And so we're thrilled to have him here.
He said he's capable of playing all three positions at linebacker. Where you see him
inside linebacker? Yep. So our Mike and our Will, we'll put him at Will when he gets here.
I was going to ask you if he's going to play Will. And then the other thing is he seems to believe that he has some pass rush ability. He's worked with Chuck Smith and everything. Do you see that in him too? Do you see a potential that
we saw him as a good blitzer? And I know they didn't use him as a down rusher at Minnesota, but we did see the blitz part of it, both as an outside guy and as an inside guy. And there is a knack to that. And oftentimes for the rushers, it's the length, that I can use my long arms to get past the guy and the ability to close. So that part, I think, is in his game. And
but it's not like you're going to try to, hey, let me see if we can get this.
Yeah, I'll probably try, you know, like, yeah. You know, knowing me, I'll say, you know, I'll try it for a day. Okay, go back to linebacker, you know. But this is the time where I try to find out, or we try to find out as much as we can about a guy. Because if you have more unique traits, then we can try and feature him. So, but we totally see him as an inside backer first. But the inside backer that has good pass rush blitzing ability, now that's a unique guy. And so I think that's where the more of the value would be.
Earlier today, a video got put out on the web that you sent to agents as yep. part of your Plan D recruiting plan. Can you talk a little bit about what was behind all of that and kind of your process moving forward with that?
Sure. The Plan D part of our program really started all the way back, you know, when we got into the season last year, and really actually before that. So we want to make sure that we're going to take every single guy as far as we can. So when we got done the draft and got into the free agent evaluation, you know, time to talk to some of the agents, I don't know if we could articulate that well enough. So as we went through the season, we wanted to make sure we captured some video that we could send primarily to the agents just to give them a picture, like we're totally invested in these young guys and helping them be as good as they can be. So that was the purpose behind it. We took the footage during the season, knowing that when we got done the draft last year, we said, boy, it'd be nice to have a way to articulate this to the scouts to show how committed we are to our development plan. And so it was really just meant for the scouts, just to be honest, to say this is how far we're willing to go for your guys to take them, you know, and develop them the very best that we can.
I think that's one of the things I was going to say quickly is to laud Dan and his staff for this, because this is a multifaceted Plan D, and it's one that you don't see that often with coaching staff. So Dan's taking it and run with it with the staff, and it's not just on the field. There are other elements to it without getting into specifics. And like you said, the agents to be able to see that and understand this isn't just, you know, whistling a tune to try to get someone in here.
As opposed to, you know, like it was much easier to articulate to them on the, you know, tape as opposed to saying we're going to really work your guy hard, but how are we going to do that? And so that was the driving force behind that. So it actually was started about 1 year ago now. I said, boy, I wish I had a better way to articulate how far we're willing to go for the guys.
Were you guys in general not too impressed with the pass rush group, you know, in this draft? I mean,
I think, yeah, each year there's some that have more of – I thought this year's class had some featured some really good inside guys, and I think that showed as all the way through the draft, where last year maybe there were some guys early on that had some big pass rush background to them. So I think each year, you know, there's like what's – you know, ebbs and flows in terms of, boy, it's stacked at this position but not as much at this one. So certainly at linebacker felt like one, man, the inside guys, especially all the way from Miles and Jalen and all the way down through at inside backer, where maybe the pass rush, although there were some good guys, maybe not as many as another year. So, yeah, I would say that. I don't know if I wasn't impressed, but there wasn't as high a number, I guess, is probably the way I'd describe it.
So how do you feel about where you guys are right now with Vic and –
Yeah, we added, you know, in our, you know, off season, we added Shelby. We're moving Claiborne out to DN. We're hoping Reed comes alive. He was big time injured last year. We know he's got pass rush to him, and we'll develop some of the guys to come through. So it's not just go out. There's also the guys that are here in the building. We'll get them better too, Vaughn. You can count on that.
This appeared to be a draft where every pick was addressing what was perceived to be a need. Was there any time, especially maybe in the later rounds, where maybe you went ahead a couple of spots on your board, so you got a guy that would address a need instead of maybe who you might have had best overall?
Yeah, we were pretty true to our board as we are every year, and I think that came down to really having those discussions with Dan and his staff. And we don't feel like we reached on anything. We mentioned that before. We felt like we stayed true to, you know, making sure that we were putting players in the spots, as you just mentioned, that who you know, we needed more depth or we need more competition at. So I can't stress that enough. I just really think that we were thoughtful in that approach, and we weren't whimsical about, you know, just going out there and trying to pull someone and, you know, take a chance on someone. And it comes back to Vaughn's point a little bit on pass rushers as well. I mean, there's so much more to it than just finding the pass rush skill, as we all know. There's people that fit the system that Dan has, also fit the characteristics that he wants as far as team guys. There's a number of elements there as we start working through.
Was there a player that you added today that when you went on all of your visits, he kind of wowed you in person? You'd watched him on film, but when you actually saw him in person, you were like, wow.
A number of them did. We had – we visited all the guys you know, on our trips. But I wouldn't say there was one player that said that would be like the question that we asked Thomas the other last week, which was your favorite draft pick. There's no, not a chance, Chelsea. Yeah.
Did he work out?
Yeah, he did.
At UCLA, and he said that he thought he did really well.
Yeah, he did well. He did well.
Well, when you walk away from
those, wow, but he did really well.
But when you walk away from those workouts too often, when they're the good workouts, and you're impressed with the people, you know, that is a really good feeling, right? That justifies the trip, and you do feel good, like this person would truly fit here on all.
There was a lot of times like, man, we'd really like to have this guy on our team, and fortunately for us, you know, we did that.
Yeah. Your first four picks were all top 10 guys in their position at speed, at the speed levels, and Fuller is just a blazer. How happy are you with your idea that you really want speed for?
That was one of the things that Thomas and I, we addressed earlier, like, you know, we said, what do you want? We said, we're going to get faster. And that fast and physical part of it, we totally can make that come to life by adding some guys to the group. So we're pleased to do that.
What does it mean for the linebackers that you have right now on the roster when you bring in those guys that, you know, these two guys that have speed? And, you know, I'm sure you talk about competition.
No doubt. Yeah, exactly. And it's a really cool group of guys that we have at the linebacker spot, and they know it's all about competition, and we'll feature the guys in the very best way. So it's a tight group, and so we're excited to add a couple more to it. It was, you know, to hear this all Warlow working out, shocker, and he said he was texting back and forth with the guys already. So that's exactly the type of leadership I would hope would happen, and I couldn't have been more proud to hear that. Yeah.
He talked to Dion already.
Yeah. So that's exactly the style of leader that Paul is. And I think that speaks about what we want to be about. And he totally embodies that.
And on the competition element, and we've talked about this already, but legitimately, if you look at these guys, how many do you say, hey, these guys can start this year? They can go. We feel like they're ready.
Well, that's going to be up to them, you know, over the next couple of weeks, and we're going to certainly push them like crazy and help find what they can do best. And that's why the OTAs, although it's not, you know, playing ball in games and the preseason games, help them evaluate. But now's the time, man, that we start putting that system in. And really what separates everybody now is that work ethic. And so the talent gets you to here, and now it's the work ethic that helps propel you to that next spot. And so that's why it's fun to be a part of, man.
You don't want to say that.
We're going to let them compete and battle for it, and that's really what the program, you know, central theme of it is.
Can you talk about your plans for the rookie camp? And I ask that in the context of, I guess, a year ago Jacksonville lost Dante Fowler for the season, and so they've announced that they're cutting back on contact, no 11 on 11. How are you approaching things?
We're bringing the guys in Thursday, and so we'll get started with them Thursday night regarding meetings. We'll have a walkthrough in the morning on Thursday and Friday, and then afternoons we'll practice. So it'll be similar to an OTA style of practice for the young guys. It just won't be as long because it's a smaller portion and group. During that time, it's a good time to evaluate. We'll also have some tryout players here. So not just the guys we signed as free agent, but some tryout guys. So the practice will be quick. It'll be crisp, and it'll be a good time for those guys to get the first look at our style of how we want to play, our style of what we're going to do offensively and defensively. And then after that camp's over, that will kind of indoctrinate them into the off-season program for, I think, 2 weeks, and then we get into the OTAs as a whole team. So that'll be the focus for them the next couple of weeks. It's a hugely important time for the rooks coming in, beginning from next Thursday all the way till about, you know, the third week in June.
Of course, you anticipate all of them being here. Obviously, class schedules sometimes that a lot of them can or can't make it. And secondly, how nice will it be to get the coaches familiar with these guys, have them here actually on property?
To be back out on the grass and coaching, we can't wait. And they'll be here for this first camp, and then past that, some may have some restrictions due to graduation or school class schedule, and that's kind of on a case-by-case basis. But, yeah, for Thomas and I and the staff, we can't wait to get out there on the field with the guys.
The connection with the Schweitzer kid, with the coaching staff already. Can you tell us how much extra information you had because of that and what went into it?
Yeah, that was very valuable for Keith to have a chance to. Keith Carter, who also works for the offensive line with Chris Morgan here, coached at San Jose State as the line coach. So he had firsthand information on Wes, knew his background, and could speak to him, being with him in the classroom, on the practice field, seeing him compete in games. And then we saw that development from the junior year, and then even into the senior year, a very experienced guy, played left tackle the whole time. So, yeah, that was critical to have that background. It's rare that you have that. So we definitely took advantage of that opportunity.
As someone who loves to develop players, do you look at a guy like Campbell who has those raw abilities and that size and think, like, man, this is a guy I really can't wait to coach up?
That was one of the things when we talked about being together to say, okay, let's – look at all the unique things that this player has. It's the speed, the close, the coverage ability. And, you know, that's one of the things that we enjoy most, to see these guys develop. We put a plan together to help them do that, and then for them to become, as you know, like our vision for how good they can be. Sometimes the player may not even know what that vision is. So that's our job, to connect the vision, to say, this is what I think you can become here. And it's really the fun part of the job.
For Campbell specifically, what do you feel like he can become here with the right mindset and the right coaching?
We're going to play him at will linebacker, and we think he can be an every down player. So that's the vision of where we're going to try and get to.